Have you ever caught yourself offering endless compassion to a struggling friend while simultaneously berating yourself for similar mistakes? This contradiction sits at the core of why so many women battle with self-worth. We've mastered the art of nurturing everyone around us, but somehow lost the ability to extend that same grace inward. Self-love isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about fundamentally shifting how you relate to yourself, transforming that harsh inner critic into a supportive ally. This means forgiving yourself when you stumble, believing in your inherent strengths, and sometimes choosing your needs first without drowning in guilt. Let's be honest, self-love can feel nearly impossible, and there are real reasons why. Women have been culturally conditioned to prioritize everyone else, children, partners, aging parents, colleagues, even strangers. Our value has historically been measured by how well we care for others, creating a blueprint where self-sacrifice equals virtue. Add childhood wounds, societal messages about worthiness, and trauma to this mix, and you've got a recipe for a relentless inner critic that drowns out any whisper of self-compassion. This critical voice becomes an automatic soundtrack, a well-worn neural pathway that fires without conscious thought. Creating new, self-loving pathways feels like hacking through dense jungle with a butter knife at first. But here's the truth. Those pathways do clear with practice. The manifestations of missing self-love show up everywhere, sacrificing your needs until resentment builds, hating your body and falling into destructive comparison spirals, chasing emotionally unavailable partners, staying too long in toxic relationships, or seeking validation through exhausting perfectionism. The journey isn't easy, but it's transformative. When you finally learn to love yourself, you're not just changing your internal dialogue, you're rewiring the very foundation of how you move through the world. Before starting, gather your supplies. Carve out 15 distraction-free minutes daily, find writing tools that spark joy, and create a comfortable space. Light a candle, brew tea, play soft music, make it intentional. Most importantly, bring an open mind and willingness to be vulnerable. Expect resistance. Self-doubt will whisper you don't deserve this time. Busyness will create convenient excuses. Fear will make certain exercises feel impossible. If something feels too raw, skip it and return later. Authentic self-love goes deeper than bubble baths. It means developing radical honesty, identifying core values, and dismantling self-destructive patterns. Finding time requires creativity. Wake 10 minutes early, meditate before bed, or transform your shower into mindfulness practice. Even 5 intentional minutes daily can shift everything. What does self-love actually mean to you? For many women, it's an alien concept. Childhood trauma taught us our feelings don't matter, that we're not good enough. If strong emotions surface, reach out to a therapist. Build your toolkit, create an empowering soundtrack, practice daily mirror affirmations like, "I am worthy of love and belonging." Customize them to address your specific struggles. They'll feel awkward initially, but rewire your brain over time. Self-love requires knowing yourself beyond your roles. Create a visual representation of what brings you peace, joy, and excitement, not as a mother or friend, but as yourself. List at least 5 inherent qualities you're proud of: your humor, work ethic, or ability to connect deeply. Understanding your personality type through Myers-Briggs or Enneagram transforms everything. Rather than questioning why you prefer solitude to parties, embrace your natural wiring. Introversion or sensitivity aren't flaws, they're features of your unique design. Self-compassion differs from self-esteem, which fluctuates with accomplishments. Self-compassion offers unconditional worth, especially during failure. Try this exercise. Imagine a close friend just got fired. What would you say? Now consider how you speak to yourself in similar situations. The gap reveals how much compassion you withhold from yourself. Examine your social media habits. If scrolling Instagram triggers inadequacy, unfollow comparison-inducing accounts. Transform your inner critic by reframing harsh self-talk. When thinking, "I'm never good enough," ask what you'd tell a friend having these thoughts. Remember, suffering is universal. Everyone experiences rejection and failure. You wouldn't call a child who made a mistake stupid or worthless. Mindfulness supports self-compassion by helping you observe emotions without judgment. Feelings are like ocean waves. Fighting them creates drowning sensations. Instead, surf with your emotions, knowing they'll naturally pass. Your greatest adversary lives between your ears. That voice replaying past failures sabotages your relationships and fulfillment. Self-doubt manifests as refusing to try new things, obsessing over others' opinions, perfectionism that paralyzes action, and social anxiety. When facing triggering situations, public speaking, dating, sports, identify your negative thoughts. Don't debate their truth, assess their helpfulness. For unhelpful thoughts, create supportive alternatives and practice saying them aloud until they feel natural. Physical posture profoundly affects confidence. Stand straight with feet planted, arms relaxed, face softened. Confident postures generate confident feelings. Try 4-count breathing while associating inhalations with "I've got this" and exhalations with "releasing doubt." Challenge negative self-talk. What would I tell a friend with this belief? Identify your inner critic's origins, perhaps being laughed at in school or criticized by a parent. Recognizing these outdated messages helps separate them from current reality. Imagine life without constant self-doubt, speaking to yourself like a trusted friend, having boundless energy, transforming relationships because you're no longer desperate for validation. This becomes possible when you commit to loving yourself. Building self-worth requires clearing self-doubt through positive self-talk, recognizing strengths, and appreciating your body despite societal criticism. Imagine your self-worth as a garden. Which seeds need planting? Confidence, boundaries, self-compassion, authenticity? Select qualities that matter most for your garden to flourish. Use forward-looking visualization to envision yourself 1, 5, and 10 years ahead, establishing a concrete roadmap for growth. Mindfulness in nature releases overthinking. Immerse yourself outdoors, noticing colors, shapes, and sensations you typically overlook. Identify when you feel most authentic. What are you doing? Who's around? Plan how to create more such moments through meaningful hobbies. Counter societal pressure by writing a love letter to your body, appreciating arms that hug loved ones and legs that carry you through life. Challenge misconceptions like "mistakes define my worth" or "pleasing others proves my value." Reframing these internalized myths establishes healthy boundaries. Even humor helps. Create a self-compassion meme using magazine cutouts or drawings, using visual playfulness to diffuse harsh self-criticism, and remind yourself that perfection isn't the goal. How you love yourself teaches others how to love you. Women often prioritize others' feelings over their own needs, breeding resentment. Recognize red flags. Gaslighting, name-calling, coercion, controlling behavior, jealousy, threats, mistrust, and invisibility. These dynamics gradually erode self-esteem. Healthy relationships require trust, believing someone is authentic, reciprocity, balanced energy exchange, and respect, valuing others with warmth. Boundaries come in two forms: physical barriers, providing bodily autonomy, and emotional boundaries, encompassing responsibility for your feelings. Signs you need better boundaries: feeling responsible for others' happiness, sacrificing your needs, feeling resentful, and struggling to trust. Practice declining requests confidently. Boundary setting is essential self-love. You can say no without guilt or excessive explanation. Make effective requests. Focus on your goal, describe situations straightforwardly, stay focused despite resistance, and express appreciation regardless of outcomes. Replace automatic "I'm sorry" with gratitude-based language that maintains politeness without diminishing yourself. Understand communication styles: passive, not asking for needs; aggressive, intimidating language; and assertive, calm, firm language. Recognize codependency, where boundaries blur and each person feels responsible for controlling the other's behavior. Rescuing, people-pleasing, and fixing erode trust and respect, often stemming from complex trauma where survival meant fawning and denying your own needs. Celebrate your unique gifts without hesitation. List what you love about yourself. You are a gift. Create a happiness inventory of simple joys, making tea, walking your dog. This builds self-awareness and genuine self-love. Accept your flaws and imperfections. List quirks that make you special, finding power in being perfectly imperfect. Connect with your future self through visualization. Envision what you desire, imagine overcoming barriers, and picture an older, wiser version embracing your current self. Consider what legacy you wish to leave. Self-love requires consistent effort, like tending a garden. It needs daily attention. The rewards are profound: purpose, healthier relationships, deeper compassion, better boundaries, and meaningful goals. Roadblocks will appear: relationship difficulties, career setbacks, health issues, but perseverance demonstrates commitment. Small daily actions compound over time: morning affirmations, gratitude practices, mindful moments. Self-love isn't a destination, but an ongoing journey. You are worthy of love, not because of achievements, but simply because you exist. Your commitment ripples outward, inspiring others and contributing to a more compassionate world.